And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. As you can tell, I am not Sherry Heine. Back by popular demand, it's the Robert and Robert Show here on Talk of the Town. I'm Robert Milligan with the Prescott Media Center, and sitting right next to me, we've got Robert Coombs of the Prescott Chamber. Hi, Robert. How's it going?
Robert, doing great. Thanks for filling in.
Oh, yes. It's always a pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about what kind of guests we got on today. We've got Gem Environmental, Go-Go Laser Tag, Quality Wise Construction, and then, of course, at the end of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the different Prescott Chamber events and maybe a little bit about the Prescott Media Center. Sounds like a great show today.
It's a wonderful show.
Yeah, well, again, you're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. I am not Sherry Heine. It's me, Robert Milligan, again with the Prescott Media Center. I've got Robert here. Robert, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
There we go. So, Robert, can you introduce?
Is that good?
I think that's great, yeah. It almost felt like it was here. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you just hear a turkey? Well, stay tuned to the end of the show to find out why. But first off, Robert, let's introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Robert. Our first guest is from GEM Environmental, Eric Welch. Or Welch, I'm sorry, I said your name wrong.
Well, yeah, it is Eric Welch.
From GEM Environmental. Tell us a little bit about yourself before you dive into what GEM Environmental is all about.
Well, I'm a local born and raised Prescott boy, Prescott High School, Yavapai College, and graduated from Northern Arizona University. I am a geologist by trade, and as a big part of the business that we run, I went to school in NAU for geology and found a love for geology through that process. It's something that I'm pretty passionate about in the creation of GEM as well. I started working out in the Nevada desert there for a while, and through the experiences I've gained, I moved on to as a liaison with the Bureau of Land Management for a while, and that experience that I had through there is what inspired me to create GEM as we move forward today.
Now, you said that before we went on the air, you told us that GEM is short for something. What is it short for?
Yes, GEM is Geology, Engineering, Minerals, and Environmental.
Wow.
We go by GEM or GEM Environmental.
I can see why. That's a mouthful, yeah.
It is a mouthful, that is for sure. The terms of which are represented are all aspects of the organization and the fields of study at which we'd like to represent.
Well, tell us a little bit about what GEM Environmental is actually all about and what you actually do.
Okay, well, GEM Environmental was originally established as a consulting company that I ran while working with the Bureau of Land Management. We restructured in March of 2017 to a nonprofit, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit where we work to raise money through our mission is to represent STEM students or underrepresented STEM students for educational outreach programs, vocational training, and we provide scholarships as well.
Wow.
So if I wanted to learn more about GEM Environmental, how could I, other than by listening to this show right now, how could I do so? Because this idea fascinates me.
Yes. Now, we actually have a relatively new growth within our organization. That being said, we have a newly developed website that is gemenvironmental.com. We are also on all the social media platforms. You can search them up at GEM Environmental or GEM Environ.
And do you interact with the schools at all, the local schools here?
Yes, we have been creating some partnerships with local schools. We currently have partnerships with Prescott College, Yavapai College, and we're working to help represent students at North Point Learning Expeditionary Academy as well. And through those experiences, or through the work that we're doing, we're creating new opportunities for underrepresented students to find new career paths or create new endeavors in their academic careers.
Yeah, it definitely, when you were talking about it, I was like, well, this sounds right up the alley of a lot of education here in Prescott and Yavapai County. So I'm excited to learn that you guys are already getting your hands dirty, as you say.
Yes, well, we are a relatively new entity here local, but we are making a very, very large impact so far. It's been trying, and I've learned a lot, but we continue to grow. We have new partnerships, new opportunities, and we're hoping to roll out quite a plethora of programs over the next few months and into the next spring semester.
So tell us about the impact that you said that you've been making.
Our scholarship program is our largest program so far. We've had a number of students apply for our scholarship program, and we've been able to distribute funds to these students who are using their funds to visit or for university applications, or we've had one of our applicants used their funds to travel to France for a seminar for their in their specific field of study. So we've been able to help students who didn't have opportunities otherwise with some money to garner their or to increase their opportunities through their scholastics.
And Eric, what is it about geology that like interests you so much? We did a class because I went to Prescott College and we had a class there called Geology Through Bikepacking, and you would think that the bikepacking part would be the difficult part, and it wasn't. It was the geology. It was so expansive and immersive, and I just wanted to dive into it. Like, what was it for you?
Now, geology for me, I've always been into history, and history is quite a bit involved in geology. I could go on and on about this subject, but geology is all inclusive of all the sciences. So if, you know, people who are interested in chemistry, chemistry is a huge part of geology. Same for physics. We have geochemists and geophysics. Just about everything that we hold and have comes from the Earth, and that required a geologist to go out there and find those resources.
And then Arizona and Prescott specifically, geology, there's so much resources, there's so much opportunities to learn more about the environment that we're in, right?
There is. We have in this area some very unique forms and rock units that are a great place to study for a number of schools that we have around. And also in this area, we have a number of the best, I'm talking about Arizona specifically, some of the best schools for geology at the state level. So, those being Arizona, University of Arizona, Arizona State University, and of course my alma mater at Northern Arizona University.
Right. And then I think we've got a couple of more minutes left. Tell us what am I thinking? Is there anything that you would like the audience to know about GEM?
Well, as we move forward with GEM, we're looking to get a larger outreach towards our student impact. But GEM is not just towards providing scholarships to students. One of our biggest aspects is providing internships, and so we work as a company because we're still a consulting firm. We run contracts with the government, and through those contracts, instead of providing work towards other scientists or other geologists, we're bringing in interns to fill those roles so that we can help students gain real-world knowledge while they're on the site, while they're working through school, so that when they graduate, they actually have practical knowledge with their degree so that they are so that they have a better resume and look better in their potential for career success.
That's great. So I really wish that this kind of resource existed when I was a student. What do you think, Robert?
I think it's kind of interesting because this Prescott's obviously full of geology with all the mountain ranges and things like that. I'd be curious to know what type of areas recently that you've dove into in this area teaching the students about our geology.
Well, now before I go into that, we are not just a geology related. We support all STEM sciences.
Okay.
As my personal choice is with...
So that's just one part of it.
Correct.
That's just the G in GEM, but
yeah,
there's an E and an M as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we're trying to push success with all students interested in STEM and even with the STEAM acronym as well. And with that being said, we've done some projects and we're actually building some cooperation with local Forest Service as well, where we're going to take students out on in-field experience, field trip style platform out in onto the Forest Service and give them some experience where they can see, say, biologists or botanists work in the field in that industry that they might be interested
in. That's great. So, again, if people want to learn more about GEM, how do they do so?
Well, if you want to learn more about GEM, please check out our website. We've got a great website put together with everything you need to know for applications for any of our programs, and that is at gemenvironmental.org. I believe I might have said .com earlier.
I was going to say
gemenvironmental.org.
.org.
And you can find us. We have information up on all of the social media platforms that just search for GEM Environmental.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you for coming in, and I hope people really get out there and learn more about GEM and geology and all the other kind of sciences. So Thank you. And again, thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQNA. I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm Robert Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. It's the Robert and Robert Show. Once again, back by popular demand. Robert, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Blah, 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 blah.
There we go. What are we doing with that? Happy You'll learn day, more everybody. About that. But first, let's talk to our next guest. Who do we have here, Robert?
Thank you, Robert. Our next guest is Go Go Laser Tag. But that sounds exciting. We have Miriam Winkler here representing Go Go Laser Tag. And I keep thinking I'm going to see lasers going all around this radio room here. So we're excited to know all about Go Go Laser Tag.
This one just happened.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Do it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to Prescott before you dive into Go Go Laser Tag.
Absolutely. Started off on the East Coast, grew up on the East Coast, and about a year and a half ago, we were moved out here with my husband's job, and so I sold the laser tag business that I had in South Carolina, and after getting the kids and the family settled, decided to it's time to relaunch it out here. So,
so you sound like you're a pro at it already.
Yep, we've got a few years experience.
Very nice.
How did you get into Go-Go Laser Tag, if I may ask?
Great question. So I have a PE background. My background is in teaching health and PE. And when I was pregnant with my third, who's sitting with us here in the studio today, I was trying to think, what can I do to continue using what I've learned and also really reach the generation that is the video game generation, but get them out and get them moving.
To get moving. Them moving, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so combining my love of getting kids moving with what's super popular right now, and it's been a huge success. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I played laser tag when I was a kid, and then I'm kind of the video game generation doing first-person shooters and stuff. Is it a seamless transition from, like, playing the video games to actually doing it in real life?
So, great question. And just a little bit about Go-Go Laser Tag. The thing that makes us unique is that we are strictly mobile, and so we come to you. We don't have a standalone facility. We can set up in your yard, your neighborhood, at the local parks. And we bring our MP5 rifle style guns as well as anywhere from 13 to 18 bunkers. And we'll set up what's the equivalent of like a speedball field in paintball, just without the paint or the mess. Mm-hmm. So we'll play a couple of team games, individual games, and a lot of different types of things. We also do corporate events where we do team building and really getting them working together. And really our biggest demographic is pretty much 9 to 16-year-old birthday parties, but we do a ton of stuff above and beyond that as well.
I think that would grow corporate really big.
It's huge,
because that would
yes.
be a great team builder.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and we do some special things with corporate team building, so I'll really work with whoever's coordinating the event. So what are some things that they want to work with their team? Is it communication? Is it giving your best effort? What is it? And so we'll incorporate those skills into how we format the laser tag games, and it makes a big difference. It's a lot of fun. We did, just before I left South Carolina, we did a school. It was actually a online school, so the teachers never really saw each other, but they brought them together for this conference, and it was a big deal for them to work on communication, especially not all of them working remotely. And so they really got it. They got the big picture, and it was kind of an aha moment for them, and it was exciting. I got a ton of positive feedback.
I have a question, for Go-Go Laser Tag. Can it be done inside, like in someone's boardroom? You can kind of scale it down.
Can we do it
in
this radio station?
Right, do we really have to run around? It'd be crazy.
I know, right? So typically, you can do it inside. I've done it on as small of an area as like a basketball court, or maybe even a little bit smaller than that. But you really do need kind of an open surface area, and having a field. It's hard for the referees to ref if they're just all running around a building.
Yeah, so maybe out in the parking lot.
Yes, out in the parking lot is perfect. We do that a lot for companies that don't want to necessarily go off site. We'll just set right up in their parking lot, and it works out great.
Now, what's the difference between like 9-year-olds playing laser tag and like a corporation in their suits and ties playing laser tag?
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you, the adults tend to cheat a lot more than the kids. But
I totally believe that one. Yeah.
We encourage them to dress down, right? But I have had men out there in their suits and ties, and they become 12-year-old boys again, and or girls, and they just have an absolute blast with it. So with birthday parties, we will do. You usually have a group of 14 to 18 kids, and we'll do multiple games, and we'll do team games. Sometimes with corporate events, it'll be tournament style, so we'll set up brackets. We'll also have them completely change the field around as far as their team strategy goes. And so there's a lot of different ways you can do it. I love working with the customer and just kind of brainstorming and saying, finding out what would be fun for them.
Mm-hmm. So you really customize.
Absolutely.
Your laser game.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Prescott. We're very excited to have
you
here.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. Did something with the Boy Scouts a few weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun. And it's a great opportunity. Look forward. I've been talking a little bit to some of the local colleges around here also, and that should be a big hit as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, now I'd love to talk to the other person in the room right now. I'd like to get a testimonial as somebody who has most likely played this Go-Go Laser Tag. What is it like?
It's really fun.
Now, can I get your name real quick?
Gracie.
So, Gracie, it's really fun. Have you played it for your birthday party?
No.
Okay, because I really want to play it for my birthday party.
Funny enough, both my other kids have played it for their birthday party. We actually start birthday parties at ages 8 and older.
Oh, okay.
Because they are heavier MP5 rifle-style guns, and there is a little bit of a computer component on the back. And we've just found, I want everybody to walk away from the party saying that was the best party ever. And for those younger kids, it's super simple, but in the heat of the moment and in the action and they'll forget to push certain buttons or reload and stuff like that. And so we say birthday parties 8 and up. That way, if they still have 7-year-old friends, it's fine. But really.
Right. No, understandable. Yeah. You also almost want to have like an age, a stop point at the other end of the spectrum. Be like, no, you also don't know how to use
guns,
like that type of gun right now. So real quick, how would we, like, I've been to the website. It looks awesome. Like I said, I want to do it right now in this radio station.
I should have brought some of my guns.
You should have, yeah.
Me.
You could have, we could have demonstrated it and
I
everything
should
like
have,
that.
Right?
We've got a website. We're streaming online right now here on KQNA.com.
Awesome.
We could have done it visually.
I should have shot you up.
No. I know. But
time,
if,
yes.
if I really wanted to do this, which I do,
absolutely.
How would I learn more?
Absolutely. Well, go on our website, gogolasertag.com. You can give me a phone call at 971-777-5733. We also are on Facebook. When you go on the website, there is a contact form. You can do that as well. Fill out the contact form, and I try and respond to everybody within 24 hours. So, again, give me a call. You can text that number. I respond to text on that number, which is 971-777-5733.
And has the town of Prescott kind of welcomed you in?
You know, they've done a great job. I'm doing a little bit of a soft launch, knowing that we're brand new to the area and we're going into the winter months. So just trying to get the word out right now. Still can totally do it outside. Once it drops below 50 degrees as a high,
they just move faster. That's all.
Yeah,
right. They do. It gets a little bit tougher, but yeah, it's been a great area. Just very family oriented, and really excited to be part of the area.
I think you'll find that you can probably do this laser tag all through the year in Prescott, Arizona.
I think you're probably right.
You just need to wait a little bit longer in the morning, and then you're
right,
good.
Right, exactly.
But definitely the spring and summer are going to be just huge seasons.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay, well, again, thank you for coming in, and I really wish you had brought a gun or two so that we could demonstrate and play. I just really want to play this.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, you have a corporate event. That's right. You have me back up, and we will make it happen.
There we go. We'll do like a visual demonstration.
Perfect.
I run a nonprofit. We're a media center, so we do video, and it would be great to do like a video event where we have people coming in. So stay tuned for that. And again, thank you right now for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Miriam, thank you for coming in. Gracie, always a pleasure. Everyone, we'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. You can learn about Yavapai County's stormwater management plan as part of a public meeting.
County Flood Control representatives are hosting a meeting about the plan at 4 this afternoon. There will be a brief presentation followed by an opportunity to ask questions and provide suggestions and feedback. The purpose of the stormwater management program is to comply with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality's general permit for discharges from the county's storm sewer system. Flood control officials have completed a notice of intent to discharge. Annual reports are available at the Flood Control District office on Commerce Drive in Prescott during regular business hours. The presentation will take place at that location. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Be careful of people soliciting donations for victims of the California fires.
Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority officials have been notified about two men in a light green Ford truck dressed similar to Wildland firefighters who have been soliciting donations as members of the Wildland Firefighter Unit, which does not exist. The two men have been identified as Raymond Bagger and Joe Stanton, who are allegedly behind the Yavapai Fire Protection Plan we reported on yesterday. CAFMA officials remind residents they do not go door-to-door seeking donations. If you see the two men or their vehicle, call your local law enforcement agency immediately. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly clear skies and cold this evening, chilling to near 29 overnight in the Prescott Quad Cities, warming to sunny highs around 60 tomorrow through Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to near 33 before your first cup of coffee, warming to a sunny 69 the next three afternoons. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQNA.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100 count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid to November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQNA. I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm Robert Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. That's right, back by popular demand. It's the Robert and Robert Show. And Robert, give me your best gobble one more time. There you go. That was a great one. That was the best one. We should just stop the show now and just end on that.
We're gonna get
I'm getting a note that says we cannot do that, so we're going to keep going. Robert, will you introduce our final guest today?
Sure, Robert. I'd be happy to. Our next guest is Nancy Smirtle from Quality Wise Construction. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I detect a little bit of an accent there.
Do you? It's an East Coast accent.
It's East Coast. I'm from the East Coast, too. I'm from the Boston area.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Connecticut for me.
My accent.
I know. You sure did. No,
yes,
Pac, the Ca, and Harvard
time.
Yard. No?
No, I still talk to Cobb, but only when I talk to Mom on the phone. Well, tell us about quality-wise construction.
Well, there's a story. You know, there's always a story.
Okay.
And so I need to just kind of give you a little background on quality-wise. All right. So back in the 80s now, if whoever remembers back then.
Did you hear that, Robert?
I definitely understand.
Might have been a little young, yeah.
Or not even born.
There was a company called Fountain Homes, and it was started in Bullhead City by Jim and Martha Smerdell. And my husband.
No relation, or?
Well, that's part of the story.
That's part of the story, okay.
That's part of the story.
Dang millennial.
And so Jim was a framer, and he decided to become a general contractor. And so they had a great life, and they were very successful and built homes and commercial, had two beautiful children, and unfortunately Martha passed away in the 90s. And so Jim kept going and building, and so the love story was big because it was a very successful business and they did very well. Well, Jim moved up here after losing the love of his life, and we ended up meeting in 2009. And I was actually in Hawaii and ended up moving to Prescott, and we transformed Fountain Homes into Quality Wise.
Wow.
So he met the second love of his life.
Well, I'd like to think that.
There you go. I like to think that, too. I like to say that now.
So we're just getting going here, actually. We were building in North Dakota, and he's built in Montana, California, and, of course, Bullhead City. And I would say the thing I would want to say most about him is he's a perfectionist. And if you're going to have a general contractor,
you need a perfectionist.
Right.
Yes.
It's the largest purchase you're going to make. And so you want someone who cares enough and can really see forward what you're going to need. This man knows how to build big closets with lots of electrical outlets. And if you have a home, you know how important that is.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so. You don't want somebody as a contractor to be like, that's good enough.
Right. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
That doesn't sound like Quality Wise construction.
No, exactly. Yeah. I think the name is perfect. Quality Wise. There you go.
Yeah.
I bet you guys are pretty busy right now.
We are. We're right in the middle of a spec house at Pronghorn Ranch, okay, plus a large commercial build out in Kingman. So we're quite busy, and just enjoying it. I mean, it's been quite an adventure. My background is business. And so I do more of the sales and the administrative side, but I also take care of the customer.
Yeah,
and I think
that's important.
One of the things with some builders is they don't have the time. So my focus is making sure that the communication's there and what the customer wants is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we like, customer service.
That
is
exactly what we like. Yeah, we're all about customer service here.
Yeah. It's very important to us. In fact, it's a bit of a pet peeve of mine. So,
well, that's a good pet peeve.
I know.
Yeah, it's a good pet peeve.
Yeah.
So what other involvement in the community have you been doing?
Well, we have because we're a blended family, we have 6 adult children and 13 grandchildren. So you can imagine when everybody comes over, and of course Thanksgiving's next week, right?
Exactly,
we
yes.
have a full house.
Good
with
luck.
Exactly, it's a lot of cooking. So for Jim and I, we love to feed people. So there is, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's called Market on the Move.
Nope, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, it's awesome.
This is an amazing, amazing thing that happens here in Prescott. So Market on the Move, it's a nonprofit group, and once a month on the third Saturday, which will be this coming Saturday, what happens is a big tractor-trailer truck filled with produce, all kinds of produce, gets delivered to a location, and it is, and this is the other good part, this produce is actually was going to be plowed under at these farms because it's more than the stores in the United States could take on. So they rescue the produce, they bring it to us, and people can come, and for $15, they get 60 pounds. That's 60 pounds of produce.
Wow. Wow.
So the idea is maybe you don't need 60 pounds, but you can share it with your neighbors. It comes out to 25 cents a pound. So there's mangoes and lettuce and corn and onions and a whole selection. Wow. So Jim and I, we every single month, that's really big for us. We go down there at 6 a.m. to receive that tractor trailer truck and get it unloaded and get it all set up so that people in the Prescott community can come in and enjoy it.
Well, thank you for that. That's a wonderful service.
That's great.
Besides
to hear.
The construction service, you're doing the food service too.
Wonderful. And it's good, healthy food, so we like that part of it.
So you're building more stuff than just houses, it seems.
Yeah, good, healthy bodies.
There you go.
Which is a good thing. Yeah. So it's this Saturday, so I just want to invite everybody.
Is it?
So it's going to be located at Mountaintop Christian Fellowship. It's on 6th Street. So 660 6th Street.
6th Street, and that's up off of Whipple. Or is
right.
it still
Montezuma? No, that's correct.
It's hard to explain 6th Street to folks. You know, working where I work at the visitor center, it's like, where is 6th Street? Well, maybe I should drive you down there.
It is.
Be on the tour. Like, here's 6th
like
Street.
It's the backside of Granite Creek Park. Sometimes people know it that way. But
yeah, actually, that entrance to Granite Creek Park, we're the very next building over.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So 9 o'clock in the morning, bring your two boxes and fill them up.
Sounds good. There you go.
I mean, you can put them in your new house that hopefully quality-wise construction will be building for you. So, well, Nancy, thank you for coming in. If we wanted to learn a little bit more or contact quality-wise construction, how would we do so?
Well, we have a website, but right now it's under construction. So, and we're, like I had said earlier, we are a personal company. We're small. We may not be the big builders, but we are the little builders that want to do it right and want to take care of you. So they would call 928-420-1916 and ask for Nancy.
There we go. Building the website, and we'll get to that. And there's the phone number for them to call. So, Nancy, thank you for coming in. And, again, I want to do the move one real
quick.
Market
on the move.
Market on the move. Let's get that one down as well.
That's a new one for me. That's very interesting.
Okay, that's this Saturday, November 17th, 9 o'clock at 660 6th Street in Prescott. Bring two boxes and fill them up.
There we go. $60, right?
No, $15.
$15.
For 60 pounds.
60 pounds. There we go.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, thank you for coming, Nancy. And if you're listening here on Talk of the Town on KQNA on 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com, you now know what you can do Saturday morning. Go get some produce there. I'm Robert Milligan with Prescott Media Center. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Nashville Predators live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Rob Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. I've got Robert here with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And Robert, I've got a fever, and the only prescription for that fever is turkey. Well, that's great, but can we get a few more? If I wanted, I want so much more turkey. And I feel like Prescott itself wants more turkeys. We've got an amazing event coming up that we need to talk about that involves turkeys, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. It's the 15th annual Flying High Turkey Drive, and that is Monday, November 19th this year from 12 to 6. And just come down to the two Fry's grocery stores in Prescott. One is at 950 Fair Street, and the other one is at 3198 Willow Creek Road. The Prescott Chamber folks will be at the 950 Fair Street, so come on down. We'll do a little bit more gobbling for you as long as you gobble back, and we're trying to get the goal of 2,500 turkeys for the Yavapai County Food Bank this year.
Yeah, we want turkeys, folks, so come on down to either one of those places.
And we have kind of a friendly competition with Prescott Valley, too.
So we do, yeah. It's
a fun competition.
It's a fun competition.
Seeing who can raise the most turkeys. And you don't have to just buy a turkey at the food drive. You can do a cash donation. Just bring it with you. We'll give you coupons for turkeys and different things that go along with the turkey drive. So some family or many families in the Prescott area can have a real Thanksgiving.
Because all of these proceeds go to where exactly?
It goes to the Yavapai County Food Bank, and they will have a freezer truck there ready for all the turkeys and all the stuffing, potatoes, carrots, whatever you want to purchase. Bring it out, and we'll put it in the cart for you, and you'll be helping needy families all over Yavapai County.
And you'll help us, in a friendly competition, destroy Prescott Valley.
Yeah.
So that is next Monday, November 19th, from 12 to 6 p.m. Yeah. at our local
Fry's Grocery Store.
There we go.
In Prescott. And if you're in Prescott Valley, you know, there's Fry's Grocery Stores in Prescott Valley, too.
Yes, but maybe go to the ones in Prescott instead.
Yeah.
What other kind of events we got going on?
Oh, besides the turkey drive, we have a really fun event coming up, which is the Small Business Saturday event, which is sponsored by American Express, and that will be Saturday, November 24th. And the reason for the Shop Small event is to shop local, you know, shop your brick-and-mortar buildings in the downtown areas, hopefully, and support our local shops downtown. You'll be able to come by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center, which is on Goodwin Street, 117 West Goodwin Street, right beside the post office on Saturday the 24th, and pick up a coupon booklet that you'll be able to bring those coupons to the local participating merchants.
Now, do you know how many merchants we have participating in this?
I don't have a count, but usually it's at least 30 or 40 of them every year. So I would expect this year it would probably be bigger. It's always bigger. And it's such a great event to help your downtown merchants and help your local shop small.
There you go. And we've got another event that we're doing involving merchants. Tell us more about that.
We have a new event coming up, which our kickoff will be on the 15th.
That's
Sherry Heine will be kicking off tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, in fact.
Yes, it's our gift program, which is a gift certificate program kicked off by the Prescott Chamber, and it's a shopping experience bringing customers to your door. And you don't need to be a Prescott Chamber of Commerce member to buy one of these coupons or gift certificates down at the visitor center once again. But the participating merchants do need to be a chamber member, and we have quite a few signed up already. And it's turning out to be quite a big deal even before the kickoff. We have lots of orders already coming in. So you take this coupon, you purchase the coupon, and you bring it to one of the participating merchants, and it's just like cash. And that particular merchant gets cash back basically from the chamber. We'll pay them back 97% of whatever that gift certificate is worth.
Yeah, we want to make Robert extra busy here, folks. So definitely take advantage of this gift certificate program so Robert can make as many as humanly possible.
Yeah, so come on down. It's a great program. The gift certificate comes in a really cute little bag with purple or green tissue paper with a really nice envelope with this gift certificate in to bring to the participating merchant. And they'll be looking for you to spend your money once again. It's like the shop small, and this kind of goes along with that. But we pay that merchant back 97.5% of that gift certificate face value. So it's a win-win for the downtown areas, or not even downtown areas. You can buy a car with these gift certificates.
Yeah, not only are you shopping small and shopping local, but you're helping out your community because some of that proceeds goes back to the chamber, doesn't it?
Yes, and Finley is a big sponsor.
Very big.
I know.
That's definitely not a shop small.
He's already got quite a few from us also. And so has Ponderosa Hotel Management. Margot Christensen, thank you very much, has already bought some too to kick it off for us. So the big kickoff is actually tomorrow on the 15th for the Prescott Gift Certificate Program.
Well, that's great. And we've got a couple of other events coming up since we are the Christmas city.
Yes,
what kind
of
Christmas events do we have coming up?
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of Christmas events coming up.
We're basically at Christmas right now, so let's learn about
that. I'll just remind everyone, for a lot of other events besides the Prescott Chamber of Commerce-sponsored events, please go to our website at www.prescott.org, and you'll see a complete lineup for the next couple of months and beyond for the Arizona Christmas City events. The first event will be the Grand Marshal Gala, and this is a fairly new event. This is our second annual, and we kind of celebrate the Grand Marshal for the parade, which will be coming up. And our Grand Marshal this year is Melissa Ruffner, and everybody knows the Ruffner name, and Melissa's thrilled to join us for that particular parade. So the Grand Marshal Gala is the second annual, and it's Thursday, November 29th from 6 to 9 p.m., and that will be at the Plaza View Ballroom, which is in downtown Prescott. And that's the ballroom right beside the Prescott Brewery Company building upstairs. And it has a beautiful view of the Courthouse Plaza. Reservations are required. You need to get to our website again at prescott.org or give us a call at 445-2000, and we'll get you tickets for that. It does sell out very fast. Hopefully it's not sold out by now. I don't believe it is, but it's a great event. The Grand Marshal Gala, of course, kicks off the Hometown Christmas Parade, which is our 36th annual, and that will be in the downtown Prescott area, and that's Saturday, December 1st, from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m., and after the Christmas, you can stop by Gurley Street side of the Courthouse Plaza. We'll have Mr. and Mrs. Santa will be there taking pictures, which will be free, thanks to Finley Auto. For supporting that particular event. And Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be there till 5 o'clock. So come on down after the parade for a free picture with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
There we go. That sounds fantastic. And we want to thank our guests that came in here, and I want to talk a little bit about their events real quick. With GEM Environmental, they do a lot of fundraising. They'll be at Chipotle on Saturday, November 24th, just coming up on Montezuma Street. Chipotle's agreed to donate 33% of purchases to GEM. So that day, Saturday, November 24th, from 4 to 8, stop on by, get some great food, and help out a great cause.
We always like to do that.
Yes, exactly. And Go-Go Laser Tag, they have fundraising events. I really want to do a fundraising event with Go-Go Laser Tag. Like, That would be fun, like working with.
I'm sure we will. Yeah.
Doing like the city of Prescott or something like that. That would be awesome to do that. And then also the Quality Wise Construction was talking about the market on the move, and that is going to be November 17th, Saturday. This Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Mountaintop Christian Fellowship of Prescott at 666 Street here in Prescott, Arizona. And so a lot of great events happening in the next couple of weeks, it seems.
Well, there's one more there's a few more I could probably throw in, but I probably don't have time for all of them. The first kickoff event for the Arizona's Christmas City is always the Holiday Light Parade.
Yes.
And the Holiday Light Parade is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So this year will be the 24th, and that will be in downtown Prescott at 6 o'clock. And that's kind of a fun parade because it's all at night with the lights and the floats, and the kids are all lit up. And at the end of that parade, they have refreshments and a bonfire, and it's just a really neat
Christmas atmosphere. Yeah,
it truly is
the Christmas city, it seems, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Robert, thank you for letting me come on board. And again, Robert and Robert's show, if you want to hear it again, you demand it again.
We're glad to have you, Robert. Thanks for filling in.
And thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. See you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.